Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin today with our lesson, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we have our heads bowed, our hearts and minds open, our ears and our eyes ready to receive those truths that you'd like to teach us today through your word in this book of Galatians. We ask that your Holy Spirit will teach us, guide us into all truth, and Lord, empower us to live according to that truth. We bless you. We thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Who Hindered You? And it's taken from the book of Galatians in chapter 5 and verse 7. As Paul the Apostle continues his discourse to the Galatian church members, he is attempting to convince them there is no need to return to following the law of Moses because Jesus Christ has fulfilled that law. The Judaizers, who were false teachers among them, filled their minds with ideas that they should return to the ritual of physical circumcision and follow the law to be saved. Paul asked them a great question in chapter 5 and verse 7 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Paul begins, You did run well, which means they used to be on the right track. There was a time when they were enjoying their salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, and they knew that this grace was enough to keep them growing in their walk with God. They professed Jesus Christ, and they lived according to their professions. As those who run in a race, they were forging ahead, continuing to take steps, and not letting anything impede their way. However, Paul noted that there was a difference in their running now. Paul continued, Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? In other words, you were running so well. Who got you off track? There are many in the Christian walk who start off well, just as those in a timed run. They look good at the start, and their efforts look the same as everyone else running in the race. However, as time goes by, they divert to another path, or they tire in the race. Some even stop running. And perhaps there are outside impediments that become obstacles to them running. Whichever the case, Paul rhetorically desires to know who diverted them from obeying the truth. We noted early in our study how the truth seems to enter on a snail's back while falsehood swoops in like an eagle. For some believers, when they first accept Jesus as their Savior, everything is wonderful and as they begin their race. Then time marches on. The things of God are altered, unattended, excused, and removed from their lives. Now those who were once so diligent are hardly ever seen again. Those who were once on fire for the Lord Jesus are now barely a smoking flax. Who hindered them? Who or what diverted them from running their race in a manner that is in keeping with God's ways? Who, in fact, hindered them that they should not obey the truth? What weights of the world have attached themselves to them so they cannot run as they once did? Perhaps in light of this scripture, we too should examine our running to determine if we have been hindered in any way. Maybe we have grown tired, or it could be that someone has introduced falsehood in our path. Whichever the case, let us allow Paul's question to the Galatians, Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth, to stimulate our own running, and may we continue forging ahead with all our might in our journey with God. Next time, Paul addresses the sources of the Galatians' misinformation. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.